love on the lip tour greens where dreams rise above balls deep swingers they're taking the scene with big sticks and bogey boys living the dream lip pods the sound where the stories are told eureka's and two ballers going for gold regular flex and shanks it's quite the hook grab a seat tune in let's take a closer look
welcome to the deep dive where we slice through the noise and get straight to what matters.
Today, while we're swapping our research notes for scorecards, we're stepping onto the green, basically as your expert golf commentator.
Exactly. And our mission today, we're taking a proper deep swing at the August Stableford from the Lib Tour, played at Red Libbets. Now, for anyone new, the Lib Tour is, you know, our club's big competitive series. Lots of excitement.
Absolutely. And we've got the whole story here, shot by shot, player by player, team by team. You're essentially getting a front row seat to all the ups, the downs, the heartbreaks, and yeah, those moments you just don't forget.
We'll track how that leaderboard shifted over the full 18 holes, highlighting the big comebacks, the tough breaks, and those moments that just came out of nowhere.
Great. So picture this. We're out on the beautiful Red Libbets course. We know this layout well. You've got the brute that is hole 3, 472 yards, par 4, stroke index 2, tough.
Oh, it's a monster.
And then maybe something a bit gentler like hole 6, 308 yards, par 4, stroke index 14 will guide you through it all as the drama unfolds. What a stage indeed. Okay, let's get into the early action, shall we? The August Stableford.
So after just 3 holes, things were already taking shape. Chris O'Donoghue cod. He jumped out to an early lead. Looked good at 2 under par.
Yeah, very composed start. Pars on holes 2 and 3. That really settles the nerves.
But right behind him, you had a pack forming. 4 players tied at 1 under. Henry Jackson, Lee Merriweather, that's bullseye. The club captain, Ian Smith. Smithy, we call him. And Suki Saran. It was actually his birthday.
Happy birthday, Suki. It's amazing, though, isn't it, how quickly things move, even in those first few holes. Smithy jumped right up there with a birdie on hole 2.
Yeah, but then you look at Danny Innes, the club champ. Great start. Birdie on hole 1.
Fantastic start.
But then, bang, Ogie on hole 2. It's that classic golf roller coaster. You know, momentum comes and goes so fast.
It really does. And it wasn't just birdies and bogeys. Some guys had a really tough time right off the bat. Paul Wood, Woody, and Terry Hare, the hitman, both kicked off with triple bogeys on hole 1. That is just a brutal way to start. Talk about needing mental strength.
You're not kidding. And speaking of needing strength, Graham Marshall, Poundland Pete Wicks, as he's known.
Yeah.
He had one of those moments on hole 1 that, well, let's be honest, a lot of us have had. Found his ball quick in the rough, played the shot, and then just went, I think that's the quickest I have found, and lost a ball.
Huh, classic. Led to a blob, no score. You can just picture the head shake. But fair play to him, he didn't crumble. Par on hole 2 straight after. That shows something.
It does. Meanwhile, Tom Whitelaw, captain of balls deep, he found some early bother. 3-putt bogey on 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then on 3, hooked his tee shot right into the nudie camp.
Oh, dear. That's dense woodland. Not where you want to be.
Definitely not. Resulted in a triple bogey.
Ouch! And Lokesh Patel, Romesh, he lost 2 balls in the first hole for a blob as well. Really tough start for Romesh. So team-wise, after those first 3 holes, swingers had the early advantage at 6-under. Eureka's right behind them at 5-under. Shanks and Big Hook were holding steady at even par. Still early dares, but setting the scene. Okay, moving on. As the front 9 progressed, by the time we got through 6 holes, that individual leaderboard was really starting to shift.
Yeah, some big moves. Terry Hare, the hitman, made a massive leap. Went from even par all the way to the solo lead at minus 3.
Incredible surge. That's playing with confidence.
And Simon Ford, 40, he also climbed significantly. Jumped 12 spots into a tie for 2nd at minus 2, helped by a birdie on 6.
Right. And this is often where you see the early leaders maybe feel the heat a bit.
Exactly. Cod, Chris O'Donoghue, our leader after 3, he dropped back to T4 at minus 1 after a double bogey on hole 5.
Yeah, shows how one bad hole can just completely change your position no matter how well you started.
Totally. We saw some other good climbs too. Lannis Bumbleys, he moved up 14 spots to get to minus 1, back-to-back birdies on 5 and 6. That's momentum.
It's a nice run. And Danny Innes, the club champ, he got another birdie on 6 as well. Starting to find his groove, making up that early lost ground.
But golf always has a way of biting back, doesn't it? Misfortune never seems too far away.
Tell me about it. Graham Marshall, despite that recovery par earlier, had another tough moment on 6. taking a provisional drive.
Uh-oh.
And he accidentally just tapped it off the tee. Mm. Result, another blob. You almost have to feel for him there. Just bad luck.
Painful. And Jamie Bartlett, he wasn't too happy with his slice on hole 5. Apparently told the ball to, well, F off.
Uh-huh. Language, Jamie.
And the ball obliged, I guess.
Mm.
Led to a blob for him, too.
So after 6 holes, team-wise, swingers actually extended their lead to -7. Looked really strong.
Eureka slipped back a bit to -4. But look at this, Shanks. And Big Hook and Balls Deep both climbed up into a tie for 3rd at -3.
Showing some real fight there. Setting things up nicely for the back 9 team battle.
Definitely.
Now let's get to the turn. After 9 holes, and honestly, this is where one of the stories of the day really unfolded. Paul Wood. Woody.
The guy who tripled the first.
The very same. Showed just unbelievable resilience. He battled back to take the outright individual lead at 3 under par after making pars on 8 and 9.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
From triple bogey on 1 to leading after 9. Wow.
It really is. Speaks volumes about his mental game. Right behind him, though, you had Anthony Lisak, Red Libbit, Slim, and Terry Hare, the hitman again, both just 1 shot back at 2 under.
Slim made his move with a birdie on 7, right?
Exactly. Put himself right in the mix. And you saw others digging deep, too. Tom Whitelaw, after that nudie camp incident, he gets up and down from the greenside bunker for par on 8, then birdies 9. Great recovery. And Jamie Bartlett, he steadied the ship with pars on 7 and 9. Shows you can turn it around.
Definitely. But the flip side, you had tough breaks continuing for some. Lee Merriweather, bullseye, double bogey on 7. That hurt his position.
Yeah, and Codd had another double, this time on hole 8. That really derailed his strong start.
So at the turn, team-wise, Swinger still leading at 6 under. But two ballers had joined Shanks and Big Hook in tied 3rd, both at 3 under. Things tightening up. Bogey Boys and Big Sticks, though, struggling a bit at 7 over.
Right, onto the back 9 we go. After 12 holes, Woody, Paul Wood, he was still in command, made par on 10 to get to 4 under. Looking really solid.
Yeah, it seemed like he'd put that early wobble completely behind him.
The chasing tack knew they had to make a move, though. Anthony Lisak, Slim, and Lee Merriweather, bullseye, were still there, tied 2nd at 2 under, and Graham Marshall.
Palman Pete Wicks.
That's him. He jumped 11 spots. Birdie on 10 got him to 1 under. Great surge on the back 9 starting there.
But the back 9, that's where the pressure really ramps up, isn't it? Mistakes get punished.
For sure. Look at Anthony Lisak playing great, then bam, double bogey on 12. Just a little stumble, but it shows how fine the margins are.
Henry Jackson, too. He'd been so steady. Double bogey on 11 dropped him back to even par.
And Simon Ford, 40. He hit a rough patch, blobbed hole 10, then on 12. This was memorable. Tried to putt from the rough with his 3-wood.
How'd that go?
It went about 1 foot. Led to a painful double bogey. You feel firm there.
Ouch. And Danny Innes went for the green with driver on 12?
Yeah, ambitious. Hit it 80 yards into the cabbage, as they say. Dense stuff. Only managed a bogey. Sometimes aggression doesn't pay off.
Okay, team standings after 12. Mm-hmm. Swingers still leading, 5 under. But Shanks and Big Hook were closing in fast. Only 1 shot back at 4 under. Suddenly looked like a 2-horse race. Balls deep and 2 ballers tied at 2 under, keeping things interesting.
Now, into the real crunch time. After 15 holes, Paul Woody somehow was still at 4 under, but it wasn't smooth sailing.
No.
Double bogeys on 13 and 15. You could just sense the pressure starting to bite. Holding on to that lead was getting tough.
Wow, the back 9 claiming victims. But who was closing in?
Graham Marshall and Lee Merriweather both got to 3 under. Marshall was grinding out pars on 13 and 15, really solid. Merriweather birdied 15, clutch pet, they were right there.
But others stumbled badly here. Anthony Lisak, Red Libbit, Slim, after playing so well.
Quadruple bogey on hole 14.
No, quadruple.
Yep, dropped him all the way back to even par, just like that. Linus Bumbleys also doubled 14. That hole was causing serious problems.
And some pure bad luck, too. Tom Whitelaw on 14, approach, blocked by trees.
Tried to wedge it over.
Thinned it straight into them. Ball just spat back out at his feet. Double bogey. Just brutal.
Golf can be cruel. Jamie Bartlett birdied 13, feeling good. Then blobbed 15. Swings and roundabouts.
So team update after 15. Swingers actually stretched their lead slightly to 6 under. Balls deep and Shanks and Big Hook now tied for 2nd at 4 under. Setting up a grandstand finish for the teams.
And what a finish it was building towards after 17 holes. Get this. What? We had a tie at the top.
Seriously. Ooh.
Anthony Lisak. Red Libbit Slim. He searched 4 spots right back up there to tie Paul Woody at 2 under par.
How did he do that after the quad?
Pure grit. Pars on 16 and 17, just solid, composed golf under immense pressure. Incredible comeback within the back nine itself.
Wow. So what happened to Woody, our longtime leader?
Ah, this is where it got really tough for him. Double bogeys on 16 and 17.
Both holes.
Both holes. Gave up that solo lead right at the death. Just shows the pressure of closing out, doesn't it?
Absolutely brutal. So who else was lurking?
Henry Jackson, Graham Marshall, Paul Salvage all tied just one shot back at one under, waiting for any mistake. Even Simon Ford chipped in for bogey on 16 sometimes, just limiting the damage is key.
But some big numbers were still happening late on, right?
Oh, yeah. Lee Merriweather, nightmare finish starting.
Say.
Triple bogey on 16, then a double on 17, just unraveled. Terry Hare tripled 16 too, but contrast that with Lokesh Patel, Romesh.
Yeah.
He birdied 16 after that tough start, showed great fight late on.
And the teams. Heading into the last hole.
It was unbelievable. Shanks and Big Hook made a huge move. They tied swingers, both at 3 under, going down 18.
Wow, and balls deep.
Just one shot back at 2 under. It was literally going down to the final hole for the team title. Everything to play for. Okay, the grand finale. After all 18 holes, the champion of the August Stableford, Anthony Lezak, red lipped slim.
Yes, he did it.
Sealed the victory, finished at -4 after a solid par on 18. What a performance, mm-hmm. Especially that climb on the back nine. True resilience, fantastic focus. Red lipped slim, a worthy winner.
Brilliant finish from him.
Yeah.
And grabbing second place at -2 is Henry Jackson. Finished strong himself with a par on 18.
Paul Wood ended up tied with Henry at -2. Still a fantastic effort from Woody despite that tough finish. Showed real class earlier on.
Absolutely. And Graham Marshall, Paul Salvage, Simon Ford all finished together at -1. Solid rounds.
But talk about finishing with a bang. Danny Innes, the club champion.
What did he do?
Absolutely spectacular finish. Eagle on hole 18.
Get out an eagle.
Yep. Unleashed a monster drive, 368.2 yards apparently, then hit a 9-iron to about 12 feet and sank the putt.
Wow. What a way to finish his last round at Red Lipids too, ending at even par overall. That's going out of style.
Doesn't get much better than that. And speaking of almost eagles, Chris O'Donoghue, COD, he birdied 18, which marked, get this, his 37th consecutive eagle putt without actually hauling one.
No way. 37. So close, yet so far for COD. Incredible consistency to keep getting those chances, though. Finished at +1.
Tough luck continues for him on those eagle putts. Unfortunately, some others had late struggles on 18. Linus Bumbleys finished with a quadruple bogey, ended up at +3.
Ouch, tough finish.
Lee Merriweather had a triple bogey on 18, also finishing +3. And Lokesh Patel, Romesh, well, he kind of lived up to his Blockesh nickname on the last.
Oh, no, what happened?
Went out of bounds off the tee. Blobbed the 18th to finish at +4, but Jamie Bartlett managed a birdie on 18. Nice way for him to finish at +4.
Good finish for Jamie.
Yeah.
And Steve Dixon, Dicko, consistent as ever, par on 18 to finish +2. Greg Hammond also finished with a flourish, birdie on 18 to end on +8.
Right, let's get to the prizes and the all-important team results. This deep dive needs the full picture. The winning team for the August Stableford was balls deep, combined score of 76 points.
76 points. That's a huge team score in Stableford. Really impressive.
Absolutely. Captain Tom Whitelaw leading the charge, but the scoring came from Danny Innes with a massive 39 points.
Helped by that eagle.
Definitely. And Graham Marshall chipped in with 37 points.
Huge congrats to balls deep. Who was second?
We had a tie for second, both on 74 points. Shanks and Big Hook, captained by Dicko, with Woody scoring 38 points and Darren Redd 36. And swingers, led by COD, with Paul Salvage and Simon Ford both carding 37 points. Shows how close that team battle was.
Really tight at the top.
Yep. Eurekas were fourth with 73 points. And two ballers, captained by our winner Anthony Lesak, rounded out the top five with 72 points. Chris Stevens was their wild card scorer there. And shouts to Bogey Boys, Big Sticks, and Regular Flex for battling it out.
Okay, individual prize money. Anthony Lesak, £50 for first place. Will earn.
Definitely. Henry Jackson gets £30 for second. Paul Wood, £20 for third. Graham Marshall picks up £5 for fourth. And the winning team members, Graham Marshall, Danny Innes, Tom Whitelaw, get £5 each too. Nice little bonus.
Now let's dig into some stats. Always fascinating. Best front now.
That went to Paul Wood, Woody, with 21 points. Shows just how good his recovery was.
And best back nine.
Graham Marshall, also with 21 points. That highlights his strong finish, getting him right up there.
Best gross score for the day.
Danny Innes with that 73. Seriously impressive, especially capped off by the eagle.
How about the par threes? Often tricky.
Four players tied for the best score on the par threes, all playing them in even par, 12 strokes. Henry Jackson, Darren Reed, Danny Innes, and Linus Bumbleys. Shows good control on those key holes.
And the par fives? scoring opportunities.
Three players managed to play the par fives in one under, 19 strokes. Darren Reed, the ambassador, Danny Innes again, and Steve Dixon, Dico, capitalizing where you need to.
Most birdies are better.
Another three-way tie. Darren Reed, Danny Innes, and Linus Bumblies each bagging three shows who is really attacking the course.
Biggest swings on the back nine. Improvement.
Lokesh Patel, Romesh. Despite the blob on 18, he was 6 points better on the back nine than the front. Fantastic turnaround.
And the biggest collapse.
Unfortunately, that was Ian Smith, Smithy. 7 points worse on the back nine. Tough way to finish after a decent start.
What about the holes themselves? Easiest, hardest.
Easiest was hole six, that shorter par four. Averaged 4.52 strokes, just over half a stroke over par. Hardest. Hole 11, par four. Averaged 5.5 strokes. That's 1.5 strokes over par on average. A real brute.
And the most disasters. Where did most people blob?
Tied between hole 1 and hole 15. Both saw 5 blobs each. So, trouble right at the start and trouble lurking near the end. Tells a story, doesn't it?
It certainly does. So, putting it all together, what does this mean for the overall LibTour season standings?
Well, after this event, Shanks and Big Hook have really solidified their lead. They're on 87 points overall. A commanding position.
Tuesdays.
Swingers are in second with 72 points, and Balls Deep, after that win today, have climbed into third place with 69 points. They're right in the mix now.
And the rest.
Two Ballers have 62 points, Eureka 61, Big Sticks 54, Regular Flex 52, and Bogey Boys 47. It's shaping up to be a great race, especially for those top spots.
What an absolutely fantastic deep dive that was. We saw it all, didn't we? Woody's incredible comeback, Slim's resilience for the win, Danny Innes' stunning eagle, just brilliant stuff.
And some tough moments, too. It really showed how golf is all about momentum, handling pressure, and just grinding it out. Fortunes can turn on a single shot. The Lib standings are looking spicy now. Shanks and Big Hook have the lead, but as today proved, you can never count anyone out.
Absolutely. So the big question remains, what twists and turns await in the next LibTour event? Which teams, which players will step up when it matters most? You'll just have to stay tuned to find out.
Balls deep in your face. Yeah. Dan struts to the bar so that he gets paid. Another scratch, match dispatch with a flick of his blade. Lowest gross in the bag, mate, it's just what I do. Wants a playoff five when he's a bandit off. It's what we do. Marshall's bet, Lynch hair tied up nice and high, with a potty mouth that makes a barmaid cry. Uppercuts when he puts due, that's what I do. His 45 points should have been 52. Brownie bleeds, dirty leaves, that's just what he does. It won't stand up in court.
what we do.
We know it stings, but you know it's true. Only the best get into this crew. Best step aside and let us play through. Watch and learn. It's what we do.
Is it too early to reminisce about the times I know I'll miss? Booming drives and fairway hits, Copperberg and bogey blitz. Waiting to see what your team has scored. If you climbed up that leaderboard, hearing tales of golf and collapse, pressure leads to rectal prolapse.
What we do.